Welcome to this episode of A Brighter Day. I'm your host, Dr. Maurice Joyner. With Christmas approaching, I find that this is an opportune time to speak on the message of giving. So the title of today's message is Give the Gift That Keep on Giving, the Gift of Love. Again, give the gift that keep on giving, the gift of love. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men, this is Paul teaching to the Corinthian church members about the different gifts, and especially the gifts of love. And again, he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And do I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge? And do I have all faith so I could remove mountain, but have not love, I am nothing. But to have not love, I am nothing. And it goes on in verse 3, say, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and do I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profit me nothing. But have not love, it profits me nothing. And here Paul goes and tells us what love is. He tells us that love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely. Love does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Love think no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endures all things. And he goes on to say, love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. And he goes on to say, now, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. But now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I should know just as I also am known. What a beautiful letter of love. As I was preparing this message, I went back and it was brought into my remembrance of my childhood. And as I mentioned in previous message, I was raised on a plantation. And it was this particular Christmas, my parents came to me and asked me what I'd like to have for Christmas. Even growing up as a child, I learned as a very young age of profitable season in a season which was not so profitable. And this was a season where it wasn't a good profitable season. And I knew that, which meant that there was less income to come into the household. So when my parents presented their question to me, I just immediately said, I'm okay. There's nothing that I would really like to have for Christmas. I'm good. Because I understood the season. It wasn't a good, profitable season. But although I told them there was nothing that I really wanted, down in my heart, I really wanted a bike. I mean, it was something about that particular Christmas. My heart was just sold on wanting a bike. No, just the joy of having a bike to break away from the norm, to get away from the normal daily activities, you know, to just experience the joy of just riding and feeling the fresh breeze of air on a bike. Just enjoying the fact of having a bike. Now, of course, on that Christmas Eve, it was traditional in our household that right before midnight, my parents, they would come into the rooms and start shouting, "Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas." And then we knew it was time to rush into the other room, into the front room there to look for the gifts underneath the tree. So as I went there, you know, and looked under the tree, I mean, there was nothing there that resembles the look of a bike. And to say that I was a little disappointed, I'd be misleading you. I must say, in my heart, I was disappointed. Although I had said I didn't want anything, but yet in my heart, I was disappointed. I was heartbroken. But somehow I just put it into my mind that let it go. To be grateful for whatever there is there underneath the tree and just enjoy that. Be thankful and grateful for whatever my parents could afford, whatever they could provide, be grateful for it. And yet standing there, you know, my mother came and embraced me and wrapped her arms around me and with her gracious love. And quietly whispered to me to go look outside. And I just broke away and I just rushed outside and wow, there was my bike. I mean, my heart was just filled with just an overflow of joy. But in the midst of that joy, you know, I couldn't ignore the facts that of the sacrifices that my parents must have made to have made that possible for me, to give me that bite. Although I said I didn't want anything, they had become to know and that exactly what I wanted. They their love for me was so pure. Their love for me was so gratifying. They had came to know that particular year I just wanted a bike, and they made that sacrifice to provide me with that bike. And the beautiful part about it, you know, when I went back into the house, you know, just to see the joy that was in the face of my mother, just to see that joy, that overflow of joy, that knowing that what they had done, you know, and that it brought happiness and it brought joy unto me. And that memory still, that memory is just as I brought it to you, that memory still within me. But I say all that to say that is our God. That is our Father. But God made the ultimate sacrifice, one that is totally unmeasurable, one that cannot be compared to. God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He was born to die for me. He was born to die for you. To take on all my sins and all of my iniquity, all of your sins, all of your iniquities, the ultimate sacrifice, one that can never be compared. What a greater love. What a greater love that we have in our God, in our Father, to know that he would give his only begotten Son for me, for you. The greatest gift that can ever be given. The book of Ephesians 2, 4 through 5 says, "For God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive. Together with Christ, by grace, we have been set free. We have been saved." He goes on to tell us in 1 John 4:11. He said, "Beloved, if God so loved us," "Beloved, if God so loved us," here we go, "we ought to love one another." If God so loved us, we ought to love one another. This is not referring to love as a figure of speech, but of a heart of sincerity, not with any type of act of condition, but for the true nature of love in our heart. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, as Paul was writing his letters to the Corinthians, he said, now abide is faith, hope, love. These three gifts, faith, hope, love, these three gifts. But the greatest of these is love. What Paul is saying to them here is that this is the unity. This is the full package. Faith, hope, and love is all unified together. It cannot be separated. Because love is the greatest. If you have love, faith and hope wraps into that full package, unified together. That is what is called that agape love. That ultimate gift. That love which is of and from God. Agape love. That gift that keeps giving throughout all eternity. You know, just as Paul was saying, you know, to the Corinthians, everything else, you know, all the gifts of prophesies, the gifts of faith, all that is good. Paul is saying. But if you don't have love, it's all in vain. It's nothing. It is not anything. Useless. Vanish away. It's nothing. Because see, the agape love is the gift of faithfulness, commitment, and act of will. That love which is of and from God. God whose nature is love because he is love. And when that nature of God, that agape love of nature of God, which is God, becomes part of our heart, it becomes rooted in our heart, we love. We can love our enemy. We can love those who have persecuted us. We can love those who have gone against us. We can love those who have done and said evil things against us. We can love. It is a gift of God because it is in his nature to love. And if we say we love God, then that same nature of love, that same agape love exists within us. And we are to walk in that same nature of agape love. So those who see us will be walking that agape love. Those who see us, they will see him. And that is the greatest gift. That is the gift that will just keep on giving. Never ends, never fails, never fades. Because it's the nature of God's love that has been rooted down in us. So I invite you today that if there's anything in your heart, if there's anything that's there, let this be the day that forgiven is asked. Let this be the day that you just give it to God and just let it go. Let it go and let him fill your heart with that love of him that will always exist. Just as I shared with you about the gift of giving to me of a bike, that's been through that act of love, it still exists with me today. And trust me, that's been some years ago. But when we act in love, when it's not about ourselves, when it's not about any type of condition, it would always be remembered. It would never go away. It would never fade. It would never fail. Because that is that God-like love. So I'll leave you with this. During this Christmas season and far beyond, give that gift that keep on giving through your acts of faithfulness, commitment, and will in Jesus Christ. So those who see you, they will see him, and they will continue to be given for the love of him. And may God bless you, and we give honor and praise to the birth of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Merry Christmas, and until next time, make every day a brighter day. In Jesus' mighty name, through agape love, amen.